Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the evening news. The government is taking no chances over security measures for this July the 14th. The Minister for the Interior has confirmed that 2,500 police officers will be mobilised in Paris on Sunday for France's National Day. The response by Christophe Castaner comes off the back of violence in several cities across France after Algeria's success in the Africa Cup of Nations. This included vandalism and looting on the Champs-Élysées in the capital. And in Montpellier, a young mother was killed instantly by a car which lost control during the celebrations. Her one-year-old baby remains in a serious condition in hospital. A group of Gilets Noirs are currently invading the area around the Panthéon. Migrants, whose paperwork has yet to be fully processed, are demanding that their claims are dealt with and are denouncing the 200,000 empty residences across Paris. They have asked for a meeting with Prime Minister Edouard Philippe to discuss their future options. The anti-racist group SOS Racisme has launched a petition to demand that the existence of the far-right group Génération Identitaire is formally dissolved. A court yesterday sentenced three members of the group to 6 months' imprisonment for their part in an anti-migrant operation carried out in the Hautes-Alpes. The man found guilty of hurling insulting comments at philosopher Alain Finkielkraut during Gilets Jaunes protest in Paris back in February has been given a 2-month suspended sentence. The comments, which were found to be anti-Semitic in nature, are being contested by the defendant's lawyers, who are planning on an appeal. A new state-of-the-art nuclear submarine has been unveiled in Cherbourg today by President Macron. Suffren is part of a number of vessels constructed under the Barracuda programme, which has cost 9 billion euros. In footballing news, French World Cup star Antoine Griezmann is joining FC Barcelona next season. The club has confirmed the 120 million euro 5-year deal. And finally, road agency Bison Futé is warning motorists to plan their journeys carefully this coming weekend. A red warning has been issued on the Île-de-France this evening, with orange alerts elsewhere throughout the country, and likewise for tomorrow for journeys in both directions. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.